Bonjour, good morning, everyone. Welcome into La Tasse. Got Jacob with you guys this morning with Mr. Mark, and the show is brought to you by our sponsors with Doug Ashy Building Materials, Brown's Home Furniture, Ardwin's Salvage and Store, Blake's Pharmacy, Bon Nouvelle, Ardwin's Funeral Home, Cafe Evangeline, Sooner Auto Salvage, Eunice Manor, Family Hair and Gifts, B&S Grocery, Jerry's Furniture, Assured Home Medical, and Chapman's Dirt Service. And good morning, Mr. Mark.
And good morning to you, Mr. Jacob. And we got an interesting operation this morning sur La Tasse de Café. First of all, we want to say best wishes to our compadres who are under the weather. Charlie Manuel, who usually sits where I am, Jacob. Oh, and I want to say hello to our good friend, the MC at Fred's Lounge every Saturday, Mr. Mike Perron, who is sitting in. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here with y'all this morning.
Good. So Mike is observing, and we're going to be hopefully use his services in future La Tasse de Cafés down the road. Thank you for joining us, Mike. But again, best wishes to our good friend Charlie Manuel, who is usually here. Charlie is in the hospital. I talked with him yesterday. He's in good spirits. He had a big smile on his face. He's hoping to come home today, so our prayers and love go out to you, Charlie. Get well and be back with us soon. And Jim, who is usually here on Monday and Wednesday mornings, Jim is under the weather, so our love to you too, Jim, and our prayers go out to you. And recover and be with us again next week. So you got me, and you got Jacob, and you got Mike. And we're going to go through La Tasse de Café, hopefully with y'all's help. And the phone lines are open, 363-2124. Si tu veux charler avec nous en français ou en anglais, ça fait pas de différence. It's a bilingual show. We'd love to hear from you on whatever subject matter at all. Today, all the way until 9 o'clock this morning. And we're going to kick off the show by hearing a special word from one of our good sponsors right now, Jacob.
Yeah, let's hear from Happy Blake.
The next time your physician gives you a prescription, be sure to take it with full confidence to the registered pharmacist at Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chatanya and Villeplatte. Pharmacist Pat Andrews and the staff are dedicated to providing you down-home one-on-one service. You're never a number on a computer file. You're a member of their growing family of customers. Everyone at Blake's Pharmacy have one goal and one aim, to help you get well again. When you walk in through the doors of their pharmacy on South Chitanya, you're greeted by their friendly personnel. And if you're looking for a new pharmacy that'll give you that old-fashioned friendly service, be sure to visit Blake Southside Pharmacy. They'll fill your prescription exactly as ordered by your doctor. And visit them for a wide selection of trusted over-the-counter products and remedies that have helped generations of families, plus a big selection of gifts for all occasions. Blake Southside Pharmacy on South Chitanya in Ville Platte. Phone 363-7497.
All right, looks like we got a call, Mr. Mark.
Okay. And hello, Siki Paul.
This is
KVPI. This is KVPI. You're on the air.
Oh, I want to call and wish some people happy birthday.
Okay, can you call back and just tell them that? Because this is not the time where we want to do that right now, okay? So just call back either later on after 9 or just call back and just tell one of the ladies and they'll take it from you, okay?
Yeah, I call that same number?
Yeah, call the regular 363-2124 number.
2124?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you.
363-2124, c'est notre numéro de phone. And we forgot, Jacob and Mike, notre mot du jour. Our word of the day today is ice. And how would you say that, Mike Perron?
I would say like glass.
That's
like
it?
Glass is ice. Now, there's different ways to look at it. Glass is, of course, ice. But then a glass, like a window, would be a finette.
Yeah.
Correct? There's
right.
a difference in
right.
that there.
Right.
But, yeah, ice is glass as far as I know. That's the only word I know how to say it.
You're absolutely right, Mike. It's glass, G-L-A-C-E. And how many people remember, Mike and Jacob, the old ice house in Ville Platte? Once upon a time, people used to go get their blocks of ice. And I understand that Charlie and Jim would talk about how many years ago they would actually deliver your ice. In fact, I think many of us old timers like me and we still call our refrigerators an ice box.
Absolutely, that's what we do. We call it an ice box, and I remember it.
Glacière,
exactement. I remember it well when I was really young. My dad would go by, and we would go camping and go somewhere, and he'd go to the thing, and he'd put in his money, his quarter, or whatever, and a big old block of ice would come out. He had this ice chest, he had an ice pick, and he'd chop it up. And it would last a lot longer than what the ice cubes do today, I can tell you that. So they went a long way. But, yes, I remember it very well. In fact, Tony Walker and them have that same building. Actually, the building next to it, I think it is, where they might have torn down the ice house. But that's the area where it was for those of you who are just listening and not familiar with it. Yeah.
All right, give us a call, 363-2124, 363-2124. C'est un vendredi matin, and everybody's making plans to go to Mamou for the Big Mamou Cajun Music Festival. And again, like we said in the French news, it's the one week out of the year where we don't do our Fred's broadcast. But you know what? I talked with Buffy this week, and Fred's Lounge will be open at their usual hours. And Jamie Berzon, Cajun Tradition, will be dancing, will be performing, and everybody will have a good time over there. Right, Mike?
Absolutely. We're going to be at the Cajun, KVPI is going to be at the Cajun Music Convention or whatever they call it this weekend. You know, Mark, I was thinking, we got several things going on. We have that this weekend. Wednesday, we have the La Tasse thing in Ville Platte, right?
Right.
At the Pizza Down Main or whatever. And then, if I'm not mistaken, Friday, and am I wrong, is that going to be the museum?
The Swamp Pop Museum. Open house.
And I think I saw something from the Chamber of Commerce that they're going to be having with something all day long. What do you call that?
Flea market
is what I wanted. I lost for words. A flea market. So I think there's a lot going on this the next week or so. So
that's absolutely right.
Yeah, a lot going on. You know, Mark, I like to post things on Facebook, and I brought up something that might open up a can of worms here. Miller's Motors. Which is located right across from the old, not the old, actually the new nursing home. That was in 1952. I got a picture I posted on Facebook for people that might remember that. It was the Studebaker. Studebaker, that's a long time it's out of business, but that was the Studebaker dealership during those days. Mr. Sam Miller was the owner of that. Next door to that in that picture is a little cafe. And I was told that Jackie Latour, Maritime Miss Faye used to own that thing or run that thing many, many years ago. So,
Wow. Yeah.
Anybody know anything about that? You want to bring up this subject? You're welcome to do it. Give us a call here at 363-2124.
So what was there? What's there now, Mike, at that same?
Actually, it's just an empty lot. It just is an empty lot.
It looks like we got a call on the line, and bonjour.
Hello, Siki Paul.
Hey, this is David. I come from Alexandria.
Hey, David, how you doing?
Good.
And you call in, are you listening? Are you in Eunice visiting with your parents, or are you in Alexandria, David?
I'm in Alexandria.
All right, are you listening to us this morning?
Yes, sir.
All right, David, how are y'all doing?
Good, we got a lot of rain, and we need the rain.
We haven't heard from your parents in a good while. Are they all okay?
Yeah, they're okay. I talked to them yesterday.
Well, good.
I'm going to tell my mama hello. Hey, mama.
Well, David, thank you for listening, and thank you for calling.
Okay.
Y'all have a good one.
You too.
Okay, that's Mr. David, Aguilard from Alexandria. His parents live in the Eunice area. One of our faithful listeners on La Tasse de Café. So if you got some memories of Miller Motors, the old Studebaker, I wonder if anybody remembers driving a Studebaker, huh? That goes back a few years. Let's talk about one of our good sponsors, and that's going to be for Miss Sandra and the whole crew at Chapman's Dirt Service. Tout le temps à votre service. Chapman's Dirt Service, après vous avoir fait du tad, le fil dirt, le bon tad pour faire une bonne fondation. Et n'oubliez pas, au Chapman's Dirt Service, ça peut délivrer votre gravois, limestone, fil dirt et le sable, le masonry sand dans le village et dehors le village. Chapman's Dirt Service peut installer des culverts sur votre propriété. Pour épailler votre terre, le backhoe and dozer work est tout le temps available et sont ouverts lundi au travers de vendredi, 8h le matin jusqu'à 4h l'après-midi. Chapman's Dirt Service après vous offrir free estimates et fast delivery service. Si tu as pensé pour construire une nouvelle maison, un camp, un business ou pour juste égaler votre propriété, contact Miss Sandra, LJ et tous les voyants travaillant au Chapman's Dirt Service pour du bon service et ça peut vous offrir du bon topsoil aussi. 363-786-N pour le Chapman's Dirt Service.
You know, Mr. Mark and Mr. Mike, I know the word of the day is ice and it's la glace. You know who might know a lot about some ice right now? Not any of us down here, but our faithful listener, Miss Penny, up there in Montana. I know that weather's crazy, and last time she called, it was...
It was down in the 30s?
Yeah, so if Miss Penny, if you're listening, we'd love to hear from you about some ice down here, because we need some.
No, we don't want any ice. No. We want cool weather, but we don't want ice. Come on now, Jacob. Let's not start there.
Speaking for the younger people, I don't want to get into all that, but we need some cooler weather for sure.
Oh, yeah. You want to go to a football game and you don't want to sweat.
There you go.
363-2124. Plenty of football. LSU tomorrow. High school football tonight. Go out and support your local teams. And Jacob, how about another message, another word from one of our good sponsors?
Yes, sir. Let's hear from the Bonne Nouvelle.
Right now, let's talk about another one of our good sponsors on the La Tasse de Café radio show. And that's the Bonne Nouvelle. And we invite you and we encourage you to contact Bobby Dardo at the Bonne Nouvelle and sign up for a year's subscription to one of the best publications in our area. For just $20 a year, Bobby's going to send you 12 issues of the Bonne Nouvelle plus 4 Buggy Tracks issues. So you're getting 16 issues of good news coming to your mailbox. Phone 363-6692. And while you're talking to Bobby about signing up for the Bonne Nouvelle, ask him about his photo restoration service. Every week, more and more people from all over our South Louisiana listening area have been contacting Bobby as a result of our messages right here on La Tasse de Café. If you've got some old cherished photographs that are faded or scratched or cracked, Bobby's specialty work is taking those old treasures and totally restoring them to look like brand new. Give him a call today. He's right now at this shop
waiting to hear from you. 363-6692. That's Bobby Dardo and the good folks over at the Bonne Nouvelle. Contact him today and tell him you heard this message on KVPI La Tosta Cafe.
All right, welcome back into La Tosta Cafe. And looks like we got another call. Bonjour.
Jacob?
What's going on, Stephen?
Oh, not too much. I wanted to ask you, I want to go to that that pizza thing. It's next Wednesday, right?
Wednesday night, 6 o'clock.
Okay. And I just got back from my morning walk. I think I heard Mike say they're going to have y'all going to have an open house at the Swamp Pop thing. That's Friday. Next Friday?
Next Friday morning from... they're going to be open, I think, from 9 to 3, Mike. They're regular hours, but we're going to be doing the broadcast from 10 to 12 next Friday morning.
Yeah, if I'm feeling good enough, I'm going to try to go to that. Too.
Yeah, it's free admission. They're not going to charge any admission. And a lot of the Swamp Pop stars have told me, and they have told Sharon and others over there at the museum, that they're planning on coming. And it's something we look forward to every year.
I listen to the Swamp Pop show every Friday. And I want to ask how Mr. Charlie is doing a little bit better.
Yes, so we talked with him yesterday. He's in good spirits. He had a big smile on his face, and we even invited him to give us a call. So maybe Charlie's listening, and maybe he'll give us a little call later on.
And I wanted to tell you, you're doing a good job, Mr. Mark. You always hire the greatest people at this radio station, and I heard the last part of the new DJ yesterday. She sounds real good.
Well, good. Thank you.
You do very good at that radio station. You do a fantastic job.
Now tell everybody I didn't pay you to say that.
No, but you've done a very good job since you've been the manager there. You do real good.
Thank you, Stephen.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you, Stephen.
Bye, Stephen.
Looks like we got another call.
Not for us?
Maybe I spoke too soon.
Yeah.
I'd like to make a call.
Yep, they hung up.
So while we wait, let's talk about another one of our good sponsors, Mike and Jacob. On va charrer pour le Sooner Auto Salvage sur West Main, ici à la Ville Plate. Ayez après vos offres une grande sélection de morceaux pour votre char ou votre truck. Foreign and domestic, les morceaux pour les motorcycles, imports, les trucks, classics et vans. Et si t'as regardé pour un morceau, ça va aider vous pour trouver le morceau. Sooner Auto Salvage après vos offres, le service sur votre char, transmission work, wheel alignment, brake jobs, struts et starters, alternators, air conditioning. Si ton voiture a besoin d'un check-up, laissez les certified mechanics garder votre voiture. Et tous les morceaux et tous les services viennent avec un garantie. Et t'as le choix pour choisir les nouveaux morceaux ou les reconditioned parts aussi. Ils sont ouverts lundi en travers de vendredi, 7h30 le matin jusqu'à 5h l'après-midi. Et ça si t'as besoin du service de wrecker, peut-être ton char a cassé sur le chemin ou tu as besoin du towing service, contact Sooner's Towing and Wrecker Service 363-1960. Ça, c'est 363-9760. Viens visiter avec Donnie and Amanda à Sooner Auto Salvage 363-7226. And that's Sooner Auto Salvage. We have another call?
No, sir, but we have, our La Tosta de Cafe Facebook page where I just posted our word of the day, and we got a comment on there. You can go on there and comment and, be on the show. We got Joanne Desitel Ardwell listening from Alabama the way over there. So good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Alabama. And again, like we invite everyone listening in, whether you're listening in Alabama, listening in Montana, listening in Kentucky, or right here in Ville Platte or Bunky or Crowley, wherever, we're worldwide, and we'd love to hear from you on La Tosta Cafe in French or in English. Whatever's on your mind, we'd love to hear from you this morning sur notre programme. Let's take another break, and Jacob, and hear another important message.
All right, here's a message from our friends with Ardwan Funeral Home.
Hi, this is Dottie Clark with Ardwan's Funeral Home of Mamou. We appreciate the trust you've instilled in our funeral home, allowing us to proudly serve the families of Evangeline Parish for over 75 years. We hope the guidance we've provided has met or exceeded your expectations. More and more, people are realizing the thoughtfulness and practicality of planning their funerals in advance. Just as you plan vacations, investments, and other important events in life, we urge you to consider pre-planning for this one. Here at Ardoin's Funeral Home, we have multiple options and services available to make a difficult time easier for your family. As the pre-planning specialist, I will walk you through the process and help you decide what type of funeral would be appropriate for you or your loved ones. Our pre-arranged funeral plans come with payment options that are suitable for all families. We invite you to come by our office in Mamou or give us a call to make an appointment at 337-468-5231.
All right, welcome back into Tasse de la Café. You got Jacob here and Mr. Mark and Mr. Mike. We are pulling it together today.
That's it. And again, our very best go out to Charlie, who's usually here, and Jim, who's usually here on Mondays and Wednesdays. Both of them are under the weather, so all the best go out to them, and hopefully they'll be back with us next week. We got a call?
Yes, sir. We got a call. You're on the air.
Hello. My name is Yo Happy Blake. How are you
doing? Oh, my God. Hey.
Ça va neiger. It's going to snow. We got Happy Blake back on the radio.
La vie est assez bon. C'est comme du sucre, du miel avec l'humidité.
How you doing, Happy Blake?
I am doing fine. And I heard Stephen say how y'all were doing such a good job. And I wanted to reinforce that. And y'all are... KVPI is the best thing that has ever happened to Evangeline Parish.
Whoa!
Now, I know you paid him to say that, Mr. Moore.
Our heads are going to start swelling. We won't be able to walk out the door. Thank you, Blake. That was very nice.
Yeah, but I'm not kidding. Y'all do a fantastic job, and people comment. And I have had businesses all over Louisiana, but the coverage of KVPI is fantastic, and y'all are very fluent at what y'all are doing.
Well, thank you very much, Blake, and hopefully we'll continue doing what we've been doing for the last 60 years.
Very good, my friend. Martel, y'all take care.
Wait, I think Mike has something to say to you, Blake.
Hey, good morning, Blake. Good to hear from you, my friend.
Hello, and I'm not sure who I'm
talking to. It's Mike Perro. I'm giving him a hand this morning. How you doing?
Hey, pas de bitches.
Pas de bitches. Moi, je suis ici ce matin avec les autres.
And it seems like you have a son that has my name.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I do.
But I didn't charge you anything.
I remember the first bottle of medicine I got for Blake was at Blake's. How you like that? You know, Blake, let me tell you something. I guess I shouldn't say that in the air, but I'm going to say it anyway because my wife might get at me. But let me tell you, when my son was born, just a little infant, you know, we take turns. One night I would take care of him. The next night my wife would take it. We'd get up like that because we both worked. Well, one night she says she could hear him cry. She said, "Why are you there? Give him some medicine, some drops or something." I didn't pay no attention to what, I mean, I paid attention, but I didn't know what she was talking about. But I went up there, I gave him some drops. All of a sudden, he started crying. He was blowing some bubbles out of his nose. She said, "What you did?" I said, "Well, I put him them drops in his nose." She said, "No, it goes in his mouth." She said, "I didn't know what I was doing." So that's why I didn't become a doctor, Blake. I still can't live down that. She brings that up every now and then.
Like, you're killing me.
Almost killed her for sure. That's she good. Almost killed me, rather.
y'all have a good day, boys.
Bye, Blake.
All right, let's make it a habit. Call us more often, Blake.
Yes, sir. I will.
All right. Good to hear from our good friend, Mr. Yo Happy Blake. We used to hear from Happy Blake on a regular basis, absolutely. And it's good to hear from him. On va prendre une autre break, and we're going to hear an important message right now, Jacob, from a man that I had a chance to go visit yesterday, and that's Jay Gilo and his wife, Janae, over at Cafe Evangeline.
Hello, this is Jay Gilo, chef and owner of Cafe Evangeline. Janae and I would like to personally invite our La Tasse de Cafe listeners to dine with us for lunch or dinner. Whenever you're planning your next special event, remember that Cafe Evangeline is happy to host your party as well as provide catering. You and your group will enjoy the atmosphere of the elegantly restored building as well as our lush patio. Join us every week for Thirsty Thursday from 5:30 to close. You can enjoy half-price beer and wine as well as $5 signature cocktails and $5 select appetizers. Check our Facebook page for our featured cocktail as well as updates on Cafe Evangeline's concert series. We are open for lunch Tuesday through Friday from 11 to 2 and dinner from 5 to 9 Wednesday through Saturday. Call 363-3603. Reservations are available at Cafe Evangeline at 102 West Main Street in beautiful downtown Ville Platte.
All right, and we're back here on La Tasse de Café with Mr. Mike and Mr. Mark.
All right, Jacob, thank you. And again, a reminder that Mike Perron mentioned at the beginning of the show, next week it's going to be another busy week for all of us at KVPI and for all of you who enjoy La Tasse de Café next Wednesday. And we've been doing this for many, many years, and we're going to continue that tradition next Wednesday night, 6 o'clock, and that is at Main Street Pizza and Pub, downtown Ville Platte. In that back area, we're going to do our annual La Tasse de Café reunion, where all of the hosts, Charlie and Jim, and hopefully they'll be with us along with myself. We hope Mike will be able to be with us. We'll all be there. It will not be on the radio. So if you want to come meet us and just share stories, talk in French, and a special treat. We had them last year, and we understand from the schools that they're coming back again, and that's those little kids in the French immersion here in Ville Platte and in Mamou. We are inviting the French immersion kids to come meet us. There's no admission charge at all, and from what I understand, the French immersion teachers will be doing a little presentation with the kids singing some songs in French. So we're looking forward to that. Again, it won't be on the radio, so the only way you'll be able to enjoy that is to come in person. And for many of you, we've never met. We met each other. We talked to each other on the phone, but this is the one time out of the year where we get to face each other face-to-face and have a good time. And, of course, if you get hungry or if you're thirsty, they'll have some food available for sale there, too. Okay, Jacob, we got a call?
Yes, sir. We have another call. Bonjour. You're on air.
Bonjour, Jacob and Mark and Mike. C'est Jason Green.
Father Jason.
Oui, bon vendredi matin. Vous êtes?
Hi, Father. Good to hear from you.
Oui, vous êtes aussi. J'aimerais dire merci encore, Mark, pour le tasse café lundi. Avec vous et Jim. C'est toujours un plaisir de visiter avec vous autres et pour l'interview pour le nouveau livre de la famille de Vidrine.
Et c'est un gros plaisir pour être vous, pour être avec nous autres. Et Père Jason, on call, when is that that big reunion pour tous les Vidrines?
C'est samedi, le 28 septembre. C'est pas demain, mais le prochain samedi, Saturday, September 28th, and from 10 to 3. It's going to be a great time. And I'd like to say what Stephen said, Mark. You would do a fantastic job. Et dans les mains de toi et Jacob et Mark, La Tasse de Café serait bon.
Well, thank you again, Father, for those very, very kind words. And I know that you have a great passion and a great love for our Cajun, our French heritage, and I appreciate all you have done in the past and what you're doing now to keep our special culture going for future generations.
Oui, il faut fier de parler de français, hein, et d'être Cajun et Creole. Have a great day, Mike, and have a great day, Jacob. Take care.
Bien merci, Père.
Thank you, Father.
Good to hear from you, Father. 363-2124. While we wait for another call, Jacob, on va charrer à Stur pour le Family Hair and Gifts. and all of the staff at Family Hair and Gifts, your official Merle Norman headquarters, are there and ready to help you get a complete makeover with the fall line of Merle Norman. They can analyze your skin and find the right Merle Norman moisturizing product, which is best for your type skin. Their fall merchandise is arriving. Come in and see the new home decor and outside decor. They got all the new fall flags. And for LSU fans, you know LSU is on a roll. Come get your glasses, your mugs, and all the LSU souvenir items to show that you're a true LSU Tiger fan. And they got your dips for the big games as well. Family Hair and Gifts, remember the name. Conveniently located on East Lincoln. That's at 611 East Lincoln. Give them a call today, 363-3381 for Family Hair and Gifts.
You know, I'm happy that Father Jason called in because for anybody that missed that interview that Mr. Mark did with him yesterday, we had it on the Let's Talk About It, KVPI Let's Talk About It, yesterday at 12:30. That was a very awesome and interesting interview, speaking about how he went back, about his book he got published, and about the V-Dream family. You can catch that on our website on classichits925.com on the on-demand page. I'll share it to our Facebook page here in a second to make that easier for y'all, but that's an awesome interview.
Good. Thank you. That's something that we're very proud of, and I appreciate Jacob helping us out. We're recording a lot of these interviews that we do and all of our La Tasse shows. If you miss La Tasse de Café today,
you can catch it live. Well, not live, pre-recorded, but pre-recorded, it'll be on there.
And it'll be on there, so if you miss it, you can always go to our website, Es Tu La. And we're going to take another break, and Jacob, let's hear a word from one of our good sponsors.
All right, let's hear a word from Eunice Manor.
Eunice Manor, celebrating 50 years of service. Located at 3859 U.S. Highway 190, east of Eunice. Eunice Manor is here to provide you and your loved ones long-term care and rehabilitation close to home 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Established in 1967, Eunice Manor is celebrating 50 years of service to the community. We are a long-term care facility that has a vision to give person-centered care with love and compassion for our residents. We offer restaurant-style dining in our Cafe Bravo to meet the needs of each individual resident. We have a 9-bed rehab-to-home unit for all residents needing short stay for physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy. Our activity department has daily fun-filled activities to meet the entertainment and social needs for everyone. The long-standing reputation of Eunice Manor is attributed to its outstanding staff of professionals and healthcare support workers. We welcome you to come and visit and tour our facility. I am Nikki Toops, and I'm the administrator of Eunice Manor Nursing Home in Eunice, Louisiana.
All right, welcome back into Cafe de la Salle. I lie. It's La Tasse de Cafe. I'm just keeping y'all on your toes right here this morning. But Mr. Mark and Mr. Mike, looks like we got a call, though.
Okay.
Bonjour.
Yeah, Mr. Mark.
Yes, sir.
This is Audie.
Hey, Audie, how you doing?
Good, good. I heard the conversation you had with Father V-Dream yesterday, and it was very nice. And come to find out, Father Jason's grandfather, Mr. Joe V-Dream, the way I understand that was his grandfather, he was our next-door neighbor on the old Chico Park Road where my dad's camp is. It's still there, the camp.
Really?
We used to go and visit Mr. Joe every now and then when I was a little kid. And I remember well, he had some tobacco. He'd make his own tobacco, and he would grow it, and he would cure it outside in like some big old, looked like brown cucumbers. And, yeah, I remember that well. And getting back to the V-Dreams, I was walking to the graveyard the other day while we were working at Sacred Heart, and Arthur V-Dream, Dr. Arthur V-Dream, he died on December 20th, and he was also born on December 20th.
So he died on his birthday.
That was a coincidence.
Wow.
Yes, sir. So y'all have a good day.
Now, Dr. Arthur V-Dream, Audie, refresh my memory. Mike, maybe you might want to... isn't he the one that started the Vilplatte Hospital, and he was a Huey Long special doctor or something when Huey Long was shot?
Yes, sir. He would, from what I understand, they were real close friends, and they worked good together, and they worked a lot together.
And Arthur Vidrine's house and his later hospital is across the street from Sacred Heart. Is that the house, that big house where, I'm not sure who lives there now, but it's across from Sacred Heart?
If I'm not mistaken, our new city judge lives there,
Judge Greg Vidrine.
Right. My classmate, a good friend, Dr. Greg Ordway, we remodeled it in the late 80s, early 90s. And a very nice home.
It's a beautiful home. I wonder how old that is, Audie.
I'm not sure. When we were remodeling it, they said something like 75 years old.
Wow.
That's another 20, 25. It might be 90 years old, 100 years old.
It's a beautiful home.
Artie, this is Mike Perro. I'm sitting in with the guys this morning. You know, you're right, where Greg lived, that was the house. Across the street was, who was that, where the hospital's at? That was
that was a little store when I was a little kid, or a house.
But across where
that the... That wasn't for old man Vidrine, Mr. Drew's dad?
It could be, but I'm thinking about the... Let's see. C.J. Dardo bought that house many, many years ago, and he hauled it to where his store's at. I'm trying to remember. It had something to do with the Vidrine. I don't know if that was a clinic or if that was one of their houses. Do you remember that, Audie?
No, sir. I remember the clinic was on the side in front of the church.
Yeah.
It was on the west side of the house.
Yeah.
And then empty lot.
You're right. In fact,
I was at high school. It was still there.
You're right. Actually, I think Dr. Borny Fuseli had an office there. Is that the same building, you think?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I remember it now. Okay. But there was one across the street. I remember when CJ brought that. It had to do with the Vidrine, but I can't remember exactly what it was. But okay.
And a little thing I'd like to tell y'all. When we were remodeling Dr. Greg's house, we went in the attic to check it out. There wasn't a piece of insulation in the attic.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
It looked like they had just framed it up and hadn't put the insulation yet.
Wow.
Those days, they didn't believe in insulation.
That's interesting.
Very interesting. I'll tell you what. I guess they were so used to, not air conditioning, heating and stuff. To them, it didn't make a big difference, I guess, huh?
Right. And, while we were working in there, it was always cool.
Wow, it's amazing.
I don't know why, but they had a lot of windows and doors open,
Wow.
Did it have a lot of rooms in that house, Audie?
Yes. Yeah. They had some big rooms. They had that big living room, and they had it was huge, and they had some, I guess about five rooms. The bathrooms were small, the restrooms were small, but everything else was nice. The kitchen was real small.
Now he had did he have a hospital or a clinic or nearby or something at one time?
I'm not sure, Mark. I'm not sure.
Okay. So his doctor's office was in his house, or he had an adjoining to his house?
I think it was adjoining on the west side, on the empty lot.
Gotcha.
I may be wrong, but the one Dr. Fuseli had took over.
A lot of great memories there, Audie. Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much, and y'all have a good week, a good weekend.
You too, Audie. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Audie.
Thank you.
All right. That was interesting information there.
Absolutely. Thanks again for calling. And we're going to take another break and invite you to give us a call. Pochard avec nous en français ou en anglais. We're going to talk about assured home medical rental and sales the next time that your doctor orders a CPAP device for you to use. Remember this, that you've got the right to choose which company you want to do business with. The question to ask, will the medical equipment company take the time to give you that personal service? If the answer is, I don't know, or if the answer is no, tell your doctor that you want to do business with the local people. That's Gary Brignac, and the friendly folks can do business with you in French or in English at Assured Home Medical in Mamou, located on 6th Street. Remember this, that Assured Home Medical is one of the oldest medical equipment companies in our area, home-owned and operated, and Gary and his staff will give you that personal one-on-one service to make sure that the mask will fit right. If you're not getting that kind of service, it's time to deal with the friendly Cajuns at Assured Home Medical, where they offer you CPAP and BiPAP machines, oxygen and scooters and wheelchairs. And if your equipment's not working properly, you contact Gary Brignac. They still offer you two very popular over-the-counter products to relieve pain caused by arthritis and fibromyalgia, the 2-0 Goat's Lotion and the BioFreeze Gel at Assured Home Medical Rental and Sales, 6th Street in Mamou. Phone 468-3722. That's located in the same building with Insurance Center of Mamou. Contact Miss Marilyn Brignac at 468-3636, where she offers you car and homeowner's insurance at Assured Home Medical Rental and Sales in Mamou.
All right. Looks like we may have another call here. Bonjour.
Hello.
Hello.
Mark.
Yes.
Jimmy LaFleur.
Hi, Jimmy.
Okay. The house that the old house they were talking about that moved away, that was Jean Bedrin's house, which was Arthur's daddy.
Yeah, you're right, Jimmy. You're exactly right. I was trying to put that together, but I knew there was something to do with the Vidrine, but I couldn't remember what it was. That's where the hospital is now. Is that correct?
Right.
Uh-huh.
It was close to the street. It's right where the street that goes to the hospital. It was sitting on that area right there.
Right. I remember because when I was working for him, I was a teenager. I was working for CJ when they hauled it. I went ride with him over there and see it. And you're right. It was very close to the street. I remember that well.
And Dr. Arthur Vidrine was the first head of the charity hospitals in Louisiana. He's the one that started LSU Medical School.
Wow.
I did hear that story also, Jimmy.
He was a Rhodes Scholar.
My goodness. I remember some stories about him, but that's wonderful. Yeah, but that's exactly what I was getting at. That was the house I was talking about.
Jimmy, does he still have family in Ville Platte?
Pierre and them, that's their great uncle.
Oh, okay. Well, great.
He was so powerful that in 1944, my brother needed penicillin, and there was none available. So he got some kind of way. He got the army to deliver some. They got a helicopter, and it came and it dropped. It parked in the Sacred Heart parking lot and brought the penicillin for my little brother. Wow. To save his life. He had to keep him from getting lead poisoning.
Wow. That's Danny you talking about, Jimmy?
What's that?
Is that Danny you talking about?
No, I'm talking about Carl, Ma.
Okay.
A little bit older than Danny.
Yeah, I know Carl too, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's something.
Carl had a firecracker blow up in his mouth. Oof. And Dr. Arthur did it. And then,
that's amazing.
Dr. Arthur was a close friend of ours, my dad.
And apparently he was good friends with the governor too, huh?
Yeah, oh yeah, well he was the one that was doing that operated on him whenever he got shot. He was over there in Baton Rouge, and the whole time he was doing the operation he was crying. And when Dr. Ochsner got there, the old Dr. Ochsner from New Orleans, it took them hours to get to from New Orleans to Baton Rouge, and when they got there, he had already closed them up and everything. But when they did the autopsy, they found there was a part of the bullet had hit and lodged into his kidney, and that's what caused the infection to die.
Yeah,
that was amazing. I remember years ago we toured the old Capitol, and they still had a bullet hole in the elevator. They had it marked on.
In that hole. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Exactly. Very interesting, Jimmy. Thank you for calling. I knew you. I was hoping you would listen. You could put in what I had missing. Thank you so much.
His hospital was directly in front of the church in that empty lot that's next to his house.
Right. That's the one we were talking about that Dr. Borney had at one time too. Right.
Right. And I see it burnt. But it didn't completely burn down, and He rebuilt part of it, but he never really opened it up again as a hospital. It was a clinic. And when J.B. Cooney LaFleur and I were kids, we'd go play over there all the time.
Jimmy, was that the first hospital in Ville Platte?
No.
So Ville Platte had two hospitals?
Yeah.
The one on the west side, and then his as well, right?
Yeah, Dr. Eve's Ardwine's Hospital was there at the same. They were there at the same time. They had the long ramp for the ambulance would bring the cots back up into the hospital. Mm-hmm. So we'd make us some little courts, and we'd slide down the ramp. And when Dr. Arthur, a lot of times when he'd come over, he'd see us, and he'd tell me and Cooney, he says, "Y'all come to the house. We're gonna go drink some lemonade." And when we'd go to his house, he'd sit down in his den, and he'd tell his maid to make us some lemonade, and then he'd tell her, "Make me my drink." And
he was a little stronger than lemonade, I'm sure.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, we'd sit and talk with him for hours in his house.
Wow. Well, I wish to God you had had a tape recorder to record some of those conversations, Jim.
Oh, yeah. We talked about all kind of things, you know, and he was a jolly good fella, and whenever he'd look at you, he had some big eyes, and they were big round eyes.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for sharing that with us, Jimmy.
Okay, buddy.
All
right, talk to y'all later.
Bye, Jim.
All right, thank you. I'll put on an OTC break, and we have another call, Jacob.
Yeah, let's see if we got another one. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Hillary Hill.
Hello, Hill.
Dr. Arthur Vidrine. He did surgery on me in 1946.
Wow.
He took out my tonsils. And so, the little Vidrine, it wasn't, I'll say it's a hospital, but it was known as a Vidrine clinic.
So that was just a few years ago.
It's a couple of years here back. And the house, the clinic was next to the house. He used to see me, him and my dad, Arthur and Henry, and my dad were friends, about the same age. So they were friends, and that was our family doctor, was Dr. Arthur Vidrine. He was the medical man for the state of Louisiana.
Hill, let me ask you this. When he took out your tonsil, did he put them in a little jar, or that was done later?
Oh, no, he put it in a jar.
Uh-huh. That's what happened to me. Dr. Hazel took mine out when I was a kid, and he put it in a jar, brought it home.
Yeah, and when I got home, he came visit. He came twice, I believe. You know, it was a big surgery at that time, the tonsils, you know what I mean?
I bet.
And so he came by the house twice. To check up on me, you know.
Wow.
And of course, I think he can come to visit Papa too, you know. He did a double take there. But doctor, his nurse was Cecile Sivas. That was Dr. Vidrine's nurse at the time.
Who was that, you said?
Miss Cecile Sivas.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. That was Jim Sivas's...
Jim Sivas's wife.
Right.
Exactly.
I remember her, sure.
And she was a nice lady. In fact, my oldest sister, their lots touched. My sister was living on Jefferson, and Cecile and them was living on LaSalle. But that property touched in the backyard.
Wow.
So I've been knowing that family a long, long time. The little clinic, and then Jim Moran, after Barney left there, Jim Moran had an electric shop there, if you remember right.
I do remember that very well.
So he stayed there for a few years.
Hey Hill, do you remember? Hey Hill, do you remember if Dr. Arthur made house calls? Did he go with his black bag and go visit you?
Yes, he sure did. He visited me. I don't know about the other people, but he came to visit me. I remember that.
So you remember the doctor? They used to make house calls.
Oh yes, he did. Yes. Oh yeah. Sure. Oh yeah, he'd make house calls.
I wonder what year they quit.
Most of the doctors in Ville Platte would make house calls in those days, back in the 40s.
That's what I was going to ask about. When you think they might have quit that? Because I remember hearing a lot about it, but I didn't know exactly what era that was in.
I know if it's not 40, I think I was 10 years old. That's how come I think it's 1946.
Yeah.
That I was puny. Can you imagine me being skinny? And I wouldn't eat, and I was always kind of on the garbo, they call it, all the time. You remember that, Mike? If you always a little something wrong with you, to touch the garbo.
Yeah.
Or that garbo, I don't know where that come from.
I don't know either. But and you're right, you know, I remember that they'd say that. They say if you're real thin, you don't gain weight. They take out your tonsils. They said it had something to do with it. That sound right to you?
Well, it did. I don't know if that was a good thing for me or not, Mike.
It's still working, I tell you.
I haven't been skinny since, I tell you that. Oh, Lord. But anyhow, Dr. Arthur was, I had a sister that worked for him a little while in his house. And she'd tell us, like, he'd eat one meal a day. That's it.
Wow.
But he'd eat. One day said they baked a young chicken, and he ate the whole chicken.
Oh my goodness! Wow.
He was a big guy. He was a big man. Oh, he was very smart too. Oh. Very very smart. I didn't know he was a Rhodes Scholar, but I know he was smart. He was probably one of the smartest in the Vedrine family.
Wow.
For a long time. I don't know after that, but. Him and Mr. and Henry had the big store, you know, in front of the big house,
right
on the corner there.
Right.
So they were pretty well known, and so that's my story. But that Miss Cecile, I knew her until she passed away, you know, and she we were friends. She'd call me every once in a while. You still doing okay? That was years and years and years after the surgery, you know.
They had a son. They also had a son.
We kept in touch.
They also had a son named James. Is that right? Jim Sivers too? Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I remember him. We're about the same age, he and I.
Yeah. I don't know where he's at, or
me neither.
I don't know anything about the family anymore. You know, it's since she passed away, it was it. And he was what was Jim? What you call him? He was a.
With the CB radios? He was in the CB radios at one time, is that right?
Yes, yes. And you know that radio, that whatever contraption he had, would affect the TV.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, it would knock the station off of the air or on our TV. I remember that. When he'd get on it and talk to other people, I guess.
Yeah.
Whatever they did. I forgot what they'd call him.
He was
he was good at it too, you know.
Yeah, I heard a lot of stories about him.
And Jim Moran, I think he passed away since.
Yeah, I think he did.
He moved out of Ville Platte and he went, I don't know where he went.
Yeah.
But I think I heard that he had passed away. So that's my story, Mike and Mark.
All right, well, thank you for calling, Mr. Hill.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Take care, buddy.
All right, let's take another break on our Palais Astorpolo B&S Neighborhood Market. Two stores, both open 7 days a week. Both stores offering you custom-cut meat. Your choice to go visit the original B&S Corner Grocery and Meat Market on East Main. Phone 363-6868. They're open 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you know what? Talking about custom-cut meats, they cut and season to your liking. Beef, pork, chicken, smoke products, sausages, tasso, paunce, and more. Both locations are serving daily plate lunches and barbecue on Sunday. You know, we mentioned the original one, B&S Corner Grocery. Don't forget the newer one, the little store with the big heart. That's B&S Neighborhood Grocery and Market. And they're located on Chico Park Road, open Sunday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. until 8 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays, offering you a complete line of groceries at supermarket pricing. And both stores offer you a complete deli, serving boudin balls, chicken tenders, and much, much more. You're invited to come in and visit with Scott and Amy Dupre. And for those of you living on the Chico Park area, we welcome all Chico State Park campers, visitors, and fishermen. Both locations are offering that top-quality Chevron gasoline. That's B&S Grocery, B&S Corner Grocery and Meat Market on East Main, and the new B&S Neighborhood Grocery and Market on Chico Park Road.
And I think we have another call. Bonjour.
Bonjour. This is Charlene O'Connor, Mike and Mark and Josh.
Good morning, Charlene.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. Y'all are all doing well?
Absolutely.
Doing good.
Very good. I know it's been a while, but I've been ill. And Mike, thanks for the prayer. You were right. I bounced back like a rubber ball.
I knew you would, Shirley. You're the girl.
Thank you, Mike. Mike, I wanted to talk to y'all about two big dreams. First, Father Jason. He is an absolutely wonderful young priest, along with all of our priests here in our parish. We're so blessed, and our retired priest, Father Vidrine. And he does a great job with the Bastille Day Creole families get together, his sermon, his mass, and, of course, the rich heritage that he is so well-versed in. He's just a wonderful scholar in all of this. And then Dr. Arthur, he was my mom's first cousin. And she took care of his kids. She helped raise his children. And so he was wonderful to work for. And he had a son named Arthur Jr., who was also a surgeon. And he was the chief surgeon at Lafayette General in the early 80s, because I would talk to him at least once a week. Dr. Charles Fontenot would refer patients who didn't have insurance here to have surgery. And we talk all the time. So I came home and I told my mom, she was here, that I had met him. And she said, well, Charlene, I helped raise this young man. And she started telling me the stories. And she said, Mrs. Hill was his nurse in the little clinic off the side of the house. And anyway, one day I called to speak to Dr. Arthur. So his nurse answered the phone, and Junior, that is. And she told me, she said, Miss Charlene, she says, he passed away. And yes, I was so heartbroken. So I put her on hold, and I went and I let her talk to Dr. Charles. And when I went in, he told me, you know, what had happened. So anyway, and going back to Miss Cecile Cyrus, her son did move to Baton Rouge because she was my neighbor. And she told me he ran several restaurants in Baton Rouge. Now, you know, I haven't heard anything since she passed away, because she had moved to El Paso with her daughter. Her daughter had taken her. And her husband was a ham operator, because he talked to people all over the country and, you know, outside of the United States, because Gervis's cousin, Steve O'Connor, had gotten into the ham operating thing. And he and Mr. Cyrus would do a lot of stuff together before he passed away, too.
I remember that he was a big deal with the CB radios and stuff, the ham operators. Yeah, I remember the stories about him, and he had that little building right there by his house. Yeah,
right next door to the house, you know. That's and right. he taught a lot of people how to use that ham. It was like more than a CB radio, because he would talk to people overseas.
Wow. You know, Charlene, speaking of the CB radios, when I became first got married, I became a volunteer fireman. And that's how we would communicate. We had, you know, naturally the fire trucks had their own radios, but what we did, all the firemen had their own CB radios, so we had a CB base station at the fire station, and when the alarm would go off, they'd key that station, that one there, so it'd come out in our CB radio, so we could communicate with the fire station. That was a big thing in the 70s.
Oh, I remember that, and I remembered when Jim and Blake got in their teen years, they had each a CB radio and their friends, and they all had a little handle, a little name, you know,
right,
like Jim
right.
was the Blue Runner, had a little tiny blue truck, and I don't remember what Blake's was, but they had a time on that CB radio.
Well, yeah.
They had a good time, those kids. Jervis told me the story about you in the drops with Blake. I said, poor Chui. Poor Blake. Oh, yeah. Well, listen, it's so wonderful to hear you on the toss with Mark, and that young man, he is such a dog. I love my little swallow.
Oh, yeah, my wife brags on him. She said, how you doing an awesome job.
Oh, I do, too. And I said, he can't go anywhere he's going to have to move up that ladder, and when Mark has to groom him, because when Mark retires, he can be the station manager. That's how much we
now
like
y'all
him.
Y'all putting the cart before the horse now.
Yeah, Mark's not ready to retire, but Jacob.
Oh no, it'll be a while. But you see, Jacob's still young.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you see, Mark has time to groom him because I think that you know, Mark is really good at what he does, and this young man wants. So hey,
yeah,
have some new blood.
Absolutely, I agree.
Well, I appreciate those kind words, and I do need a haircut, so if he wants to groom me after the show.
Oh, yeah, sure, you'll groom the little poodle, huh?
I'll let him go to Doucette's Barbershop, take care of that.
That's right, Mark. Well, Mark, you do a great job, and you're just the man to teach him the ropes, I promise you. When Mark gets through with you, Jacob, you're going to be even better.
I hope so.
Yes, y'all have a great day. It's a pleasure to talk to y'all.
Bye, Charlene.
Thank you, Charlene. Let's talk about Doug Ashey Building Materials right now. Got a home improvement project coming up soon, or if you're in the planning stages of building a brand new home, come to Doug Ashey Building Materials for all of your supplies and friendly advice, or where to go for all the help you're needing. All you need to do is come in and visit with our good friend Steve Bullard, all the friendly folks, the knowledgeable professionals at Doug Ashey Building Materials. With all of their locations in South Louisiana, they are able to buy in quantity, and they pass the savings on to you. From floor to ceiling to walls, from foundation to roof, you'll find it all at one location, Doug Ashey Building Materials, located right here in Ville Platte, and also with other locations in Rain and Covington, Brobridge, New Iberia, and two locations in Lafayette. And Jacob, let's hear a message from you for Jerry's Furniture, and we'll be right back.
If you've been putting off a purchase of new furniture or bedding, there's no better time than now to shop. At Jerry's, we feature one of the largest selections of Lazy Boy furniture in the state. Why shop a selection of only 10 or 12 recliners to choose from when you can see nearly 100 different styles and colors in stock at Jerry's? Our Lazy Boy Comfort Center is filled with the latest recliners, recliner sofas and love seats, and sectionals. If you're in need of a new mattress, visit our Sealy Sleep Center. We've got the latest Sealy Posturepedic sets. Traditional Posturepedics, Optimum Memory Foam with Cool Gel, hybrids, pillow tops, adjustable beds, and more. Our selection doesn't stop there. We've got the latest trends of living room, bedroom, casual dining room, and occasional furniture. If you're shopping for quality furniture and bedding at affordable prices in a relaxed, hassle-free environment, look no further. You'll find it at Jerry's in Eunice. And remember, delivery and setup are always free anywhere in Acadiana. Jerry's Furniture, Highway 190 in Eunice.
All right, welcome back to La Tasta Cafe, and I think we have our last caller on the line. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Hello.
This is Earl Taylor.
Whoa.
Our district attorney from St. Landry Parish. Good to hear from you, Earl.
Mark, I opened my mail today, and I have from the Louisiana Swamp Pop Museum a notice that it's celebrating its 9th birthday next Friday.
Right.
And KVPI will do a live remote broadcast from 10 a.m. until noon. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. And I'm hoping to see my good friend from Opelousas in the St. Landry Parish District Attorney's Office will be there.
Well, Sharon Fontenot wrote me a note, and I'm going to certainly try to be there. I want to do that. I just have to say to you that the city of Ville Platte and the KVPI radio station are to be really commended for your interest in keeping what this particular genre of music alive. So I'm going to certainly try to be there. It starts at 10 and it goes to 3, is that right?
That's it. It'll go on all day. It's free admission. They're waiving the entrance fees, and we're inviting our Swamp Pop fans and all the Swamp Pop stars to be there.
Well, I'm going to certainly try to be there. I just wanted to call and say that y'all are really doing a good job, and let me just tell you why it's important to me. Because my kids and grandkids are going to come along, and they're going to be able to say, look, there's old Grandpa. Look, you know, it's really important for them to know what we had and what we went through. And I think y'all are doing an excellent job in preserving this history.
Well, you know, I consider it a treasure. This music is our music, Earl, and we got to preserve it. And I mean,
I think you're right, Mark.
And that's why
it's got so many good memories for me. all the way from Hicks Wagon Wheel, you know. Wow. It's just really good, and I thank you very much. Let me just tell you that I will certainly make every effort to be there, and I'd like to invite all of my friends, if you get a chance, to be at the Louisiana Swamp Pop Museum in Ville Platte on Friday, September the 27th from 10 to 3. KVPI will be there from 10 to noon.
And Earl, it was a pleasure talking with you and your lovely wife last Saturday in Eunice.
Definitely. Mark, you see the pictures on my Facebook?
I did, yes.
Y'all look good, man.
Thank you.
Well, listen, it was kind of hot, wasn't it?
It was on the warm side, yes.
My wife said, take me to some air conditioning. Okay, y'all have a blessed day.
All right, thank you, Mr. Earl.
Thank you, Mr. Yes. Earl. It's good to hear from our good friend Earl Taylor, the Opelousas St. Landry District Attorney. And on va prendre un petit break, let's talk about Ardoin's Salvage Store, 1201 West Main. And they're, as Charlie Manuel likes to say, they're chock-a-block full of great bargains all over the store. The Ardoin Salvage Store, also known as the Burn Store. Come in and visit with Mike and the crew and check out. He's always bringing in new merchandise, new clothing, plenty of furniture, new and salvage, mattress sets, beds, bed frames, headboards, dinette sets, electric coffee pots, electric irons, hair dryers, electric teapots, butane burners, and a big line of grocery items as well, laundry detergent, soaps, grocery items. And come on in and come often. He's always bringing in new merchandise. Bring a friend and you're going to save some money. Ardoin Salvage Store at 1201 West Main. And tell Mike and the crew that you heard this message on KVPI. And before we wrap it up, Jacob and Mike, I saved the best for last, and that is for the good folks over at Brown's Furniture Showplace, Mr. Jasper Fontenot and his two sons, and all the crew at the local store as well as all the other stores invite you the next time that you're in the market for a piece of furniture, whether it's a recliner, a living room set, bedroom set, bedding, anything and everything in the line of furniture. It's one of the oldest furniture stores in our local area, and Mr. Jasper is keeping that tradition going for future generations. He's got four locations to better serve you right here in Ville Platte. You can come in and visit with the friendly folks here on Take Cove Road, Highland Park Shopping Center, and you can visit with Jamie and Kenny and the whole crew here. Are you in the Eunice area? They got a nice location right on Laurel, and of course another location in Opelousas, and their newest location in Alexandria. For Lazy Boy, Tempur-Pedic, Ashley, 101 Imports, great financing terms. They offer you a delivery service as well. Brown's Furniture, where their number one goal is a satisfied customer. And that's about it, huh?
That's going to wrap it up for us here, Mr. Mark. Want to thank everybody for calling in. Had some great phone calls today. Want to thank Mr. Mike Perrault for sitting in with us and being a part of the show. Want to thank everybody for letting me be a part of it. And we want to definitely wish Mr. Charlie and Mr. Jim our prayers and our thoughts to get back on the show with us for next week. And also, thank you to all our sponsors, Doug Ashy Building Materials, Brown's Home Furniture, Ardoin's Salvage Store, Happy Blake's Pharmacy, Bon Nouvelle, Ardoin's Funeral Home, Cafe Evangeline, Sooner Auto Salvage, Eunice Manor, Family Hair and Gifts, B&S Grocery, Jerry's Furniture, Assured Home Medical, and Chapman's Dirt Service. And that's all. Until next time, I'll let Mr. Mark and Mr. Mike say goodbye.
And thanks again. And speedy recovery to both Charlie and Jim. And hope to have both of them back with us next week. Mike?
I want to invite everyone to the Cajun Music Festival in Mamou. That's tomorrow. Starting tomorrow, right? Tomorrow's Friday. Starting today.
Tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry. Today's Friday. Yeah, starting tonight and into tomorrow. And KVPI will be there from 9 o'clock till 12, till noon.
On AM, we'll be there at broadcasting live.
All right. See you later. Thank y'all for joining us.
All right. Now, y'all stay and stick around. Got DJ Lizzie here with our Swamp Pop Show all the way till 12:30. And also Classic Country with Ms. Cheryl on 10:50 AM, The Legend.